China has already said that it hopes that the Ghanaian authorities, or rather it knows that the authorities will act in accordance with the law. Of course, the Ghanaian authorities will want to ensure that they do that so as not to undermine the positive diplomatic relations that do exist. But the approach that was taken may well be seen as a fairly heavy-handed approach, especially since somebody got killed in the process.
Why is this practice of illegal mining flourishing in Ghana at the moment, especially with relation to foreign nationals coming over to illegally mine?
Well, the price of gold is extremely high at the moment. It's a time where it's a lucrative endeavor. So you are seeing foreign nationals coming over, especially the Chinese and Spanish as well. Ghana's head of the Chamber of Mines recently said that you see some Spanish foreign illegal miners too. The world markets is something that is driving the presence. And illegal mining is something, however, that has been happening for a long time in Ghana. It's not necessarily a new phenomenon, but I would say what is new is that, you know, you have the presence of the Chinese miners in quite significant amounts. And of course, I imagine that they feel that they're able to do it because the security has been quite lax up until now. It's been going on for a little while. As I mentioned, in places like Takwa and Obuasi, and Chinese miners are known to use mechanized equipment. So it's not just petty small mining. It's using bulldozers and caterpillars. It looks like quite a mechanized process. However, it's something that obviously the Ghanaian authorities are now wanting to clamp down on, particularly because of increased pressure and, I imagine, awareness in the media about it, about the problem, and clashes with locals as well.
So do you think some of these sites are maybe viable for commercial exploitation?
Ghana has significant amounts of mineral resources, gold, bauxite, etc. And the areas that are being mined, for example, Newmont has a large mine site in Brongahafo in Obuasi, and a lot of the major mining companies do, that the government should bring these areas into the more formal, commercialized mining activity is something that may come into consideration. But of course, with that, there has to be feasibility studies done. There has to be thorough investigations into what the effects might be for local communities. And it's also the case that quite often you'll find these illegal mine sites on the periphery of the major established commercial mine sites. So to actually enlarge this zone of commercial mining may not be the thing to do because of the effects that it could have on communities and soil quality, etc.